Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
And wherever you are, go ahead, share tonight's episode with someone, with a friend. And if you're driving in your car, let someone know where they can hear TMG.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to TMG. I'm your host, Travis Patton Sr. I enjoy discovering and sharing real-life moments of inspiration from everyday people. And this show is about finding moments of inspiration for our everyday lives. And look, and if you're going to tell me something, then tell me something good.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to a new episode of TMG. I'm your host, Travis Patton Sr. Hey, guys, you know how we like to do this real quick. Don't forget to visit, share, and like our YouTube page. That's Tell Me Something Good for the capital T. And as always, I want to give a huge shout out to my biggest supporter, my biggest fan, my lovely wife, Nicole. Hey, girl, how you doing? I know you're watching. I know you're listening. Man, I am so excited to be here tonight, man. And I really am. And I know you who are watching all over the world, or maybe you're in Canada, maybe you're in Japan, the Philippines, Egypt, Israel. I don't know where you are, but let me take this time to tell you thank you so much for watching and listening to the show. Now, whether this is your first time tuning in, your very first time hearing my voice, let me take this time to tell you thank you. I'm so glad you're here. And you say, well, Travis, man, I've been watching and listening to your show for the 4 years you've been streaming. Man, thank you so much. I appreciate what you bring to the show. I keep doing this because of you. I appreciate that. And guys, listen, tonight's episode is going to be a good one. I don't know about you, but you can't do this tonight's episode unless you're willing to get your hands dirty. I'm going to leave it at that. Everybody knows, guys, that this show is all about finding moments of inspiration in our everyday lives. So if you have an inspiring story that you would like to share and maybe come on a show and be a part of the show, drop us an email. That's TELLMeSomething21@gmail.com. And say, well, Travis, I know someone who has an inspiring story or something interesting to talk about, but I didn't want to come on a show, man. I'm a little camera shot. That's okay. You can still send us an email with their information. That's TELLMeSomething21@gmail.com. And you can even remain anonymous if you like. Guys, listen, real quick. You know, we have a few affiliate sponsors here at TMG. I want to go ahead and play that information, get that out the way, because when we come back, we are going to dive into this episode. Don't go anywhere. Thank you, everybody, for joining in. We'll be back. Stay right where you are.
Walmart is a proud associate sponsor of TMG Tell Me Something Good podcast. Please use the special link, bit.ly/tellmesomethinggood, and visit our sponsor. Remember, I may earn a commission when you buy through this link. Fanatics is the place to go for all of your officially licensed sports gear from your favorite sports and sports team. Use the special link bit.ly/tellmesomething21 and pay a visit to our sponsor today. Remember, I may earn a commission when you buy through this link.
There it is, guys. Use the special information that is in the chat and visit one of our sponsors, guys. I don't know about you, but spring football is approaching. Basketball is here in March. Madness is going on. You might need one of your jerseys from your favorite teams. So please visit our sponsor, guys. Today's episode, today's topic, if you haven't already caught it, guys, it's called X Marks the Spot. Yeah, X marks the spot. And I know you might be wondering where we're going with that, guys. Sit there, tune in, and watch this. It's going to be really good. One of my favorite things to do, as I tell everybody, is to read. I love to read. I love stories because stories, the plot can change everything in a story. 5 minutes in, you could be in somewhere where it's cold. And 10 minutes later, you could be somewhere where it's hot. I love a good story. One of my favorite books to read that's also saw in a movie was Treasure Island. Loved it, man. Absolutely loved the story. The story was actually written in 1883. Robert Louis Stevenson wrote the widely popular book Treasure Island. The book is about finding unknown adventures and discovering far-off treasures on an uncharted island. Now, I know you've seen it before. You've had to read it in school. Now, the book is popular for many, many reasons. But in it, Stevenson is kind of given credit for something. That's right. But in it, Stevenson is given credit for introducing the idiom, the term X marks the spot. Yes, throughout the entire book, he starts saying X marks the spot. They hold up a treasure map, and they say X marks the spot. So he is given credit for introducing that term to the world. That's right. Before him, there was no recorded evidence of that being used. Now, it usually, X marks the spot usually refers to a specific location or the discovery of some buried treasure. But what treasure is buried in you? Yeah, that's the question that we're going to ask tonight. What question, what treasure is buried in you guys? Today's special guest is a speaker, a coach, and a hypnotist who teaches others how to discover the X and the treasure buried within themselves. Guys, do me a favor, man. You would give a huge TMG welcome to our very special guest, guys, Joshua Peters. Joshua, come on here, man. How you doing?
Oh, man, I don't know if I can keep up with you, Travis.
You know what? Everybody says that, man. I'm telling you, Josh, I already feel the energy. I feel the vibe, man. You already got this.
I'm here for you. I love it. I'm excited to be on the show. Thanks for inviting me on here, and let's explore our internal treasures.
Woo! This is going to be good, guys. Man, look, I was when you and I spoke, and you were talking about all the things you do, and I got so excited about it. And the first thing came to my mind was Treasure Island, and mm-hmm. I said, "Whoa, okay, let's roll with that. Let's roll with it." And came to my X marks the spot, and I began to think about this. As I said in the introduction, you know, we often think about when we hear the words X marks the spot, we often think about some kind of buried treasure. Today, we want to talk about, Josh, those treasures, man, that are buried within us, man. We are human beings, and people often say, when you pass by a cemetery, when you pass by a graveyard, that is the richest place because so many valuable ideas have died with so many people. X marks the spot. Man, listen, you know as well as anyone what it means to uncover treasures within ourselves. Man, give us a little background about you and what it is that you do, Josh.
Sure. So I started out as a hypnotist, but since I've been doing this work, I've expanded kind of what I do and how I do it. But ultimately, really what I'm doing is I'm helping people find their internal confidence, their internal peace of mind and their presence. I call that their X factor, so that they don't have to feel doubt. They don't have to be filled with anxieties or worries. And then they can live live the life of their dreams, live life the way they want to. And so that's what I do. That's what I'm all about. It's helping you empower yourself.
And you know how important that is for people to find their internal confidence, because in a world where things can go crazy at any moment, we need that confidence. I was speaking with someone the other day. She was a nurse, and she sees all kinds of individuals from one side to the other on the spectrum. And I asked her, I said, how do you, when you see so many different types of people, how do you keep yourself motivated? How do you keep yourself from not falling into that trap of what it is? She says, I pray a lot. She relies on her faith to keep her finding that treasure within herself so she can remain confident. Her name is Kim, by the way. Her name was Kim. Really nice person, man. And just a great consummate professional. And just wonderful. And I began to think about it. You have to find something to motivate you, keep you encouraged, to keep you going, to find that treasure. She had been a nurse for 25 years. You know, yeah. Some people, man, they could do the same thing and over, and they kind of find into a rut. And here, this person, that I see them working, and they're working with the same excellence they would have had if this was the first time they did this. Yeah. So that tells me that this individual is not just doing a job. This person actually cares about what they're doing. And when we find that X, when we find our treasure, then we start to care. I don't care how many times you do it, Josh. If you found your treasure with something, man, it's going to be new to you every time. And it's having to renew that new in you. What was it like when you first did it? What was it like when you first excited? And I saw this person working, Josh, they were working as if this was the first time. They still had the same energy, the same excitement. You could see it in their eyes. I wasn't there when they began 25 years ago, but you could see it in their eyes. The fire was still there, man.
Yeah, that's awesome. Like that is a person who's found their purpose.
Exactly.
Who's living life the way they want to live, right? On her own terms, to the best of her ability. And it, when you find that, that fills you up. So that gives you, like you're saying, that gives you that energy to give to other people, to help them find what they need. So in her instance, she's helping people feel comfortable in a time when they're probably not feeling very comfortable.
Feeling the worst. She's getting to see people at their worst, and yeah, she comes in and brings them something that makes them feel a lot better. I mean, when you find someone, it can find you at your worst. And we're talking about this, man, at your worst, and you could turn it around to say, hey, it may be at my worst, but man, I can turn this thing around. You know better than any what that means, like how to turn things around and how important that is. What seemed, and this isn't talking about Kim and all these different things with you, what seemed to be the greatest motivation for the changes in your life? Because you know, change sometimes isn't easy. Sometimes change isn't easy. What seems to be the greatest motivation for you for the change in your life, my friend?
Oh, that's a great question. Like, I think of it makes me think of a couple times in my life. And so usually people are motivated in two ways. Either they're motivated to move away from something that's painful, or they're motivated to move towards, you know, something positive. Now, most people are wired to move away from the pain. And that was me. I had found myself really, really stuck in a life that I had essentially created for myself by not making any choices.
Which is a choice. You're not by yourself on that one, man. You're not by yourself.
Oh, right, right. And it took me finally getting to that point where I literally was, you know, I'm in a crappy marriage. I'm in a job that's sucking out my soul. I'm living in a place I never wanted to live in. Like all the things I didn't want, that's exactly what I had until then I decided, okay, wait a second here. I don't have to just let this be like this. I get to make some choices. And I started me just making choices ultimately. Mm-hmm. And that led to following my curiosity, moving from a graphics design job into eventually into this. But I kind of had a journey through there of figuring out what I do want to do. But you know, along the way, I like I said, I explored my curiosity. I learned to eat fire. I learned to lay on a bed of nails and escape from a straitjacket. And that was, even though I'm physically doing those things, in hindsight, I'm metaphorically helping myself move past things that are scary, move past things that are fearful.
Exactly.
Fear was the biggest thing for me. For me, I had lots of things I wanted, and yet I couldn't figure out, I just couldn't move past that fear. Like, it was blocking me. It was really in my way. Who am I going to, who will I be if I do this?
Yeah. Yeah.
What will other people think about me?
That's the biggest one. It was crazy, man. Josh, we can have a vision. We can have something we believe in. Our biggest fear, like you said, is always going to be, what will others think if I decided to do it?
Yeah. Yeah. And a lot of times, the biggest problem isn't like, am I going to fail? It's what if I'm successful beyond my wildest dreams? Who am I going to be then? Right.
What am I good at it?
Yeah. We get comfortable with where we're at with our problems, and our
problems become
kind of part of who we are. Right. And so this is much of what I do, is I help people see what's on the other side, because sometimes they don't even know what that looks like. They don't know what that might feel like. And so it's scary. Unknown is scary. So it's about finding that. It's also about, you know, healing the stuff from our past that
is correct.
In the way.
Yo, you said something, Josh. You said it took you on a journey. You had to start going on a journey. You had to learn all these different things. Takes me back, man, to what we're talking about, Treasure Island.
Yeah.
Treasure Island was a journey. Yeah. And guys, I want to show you something. I want to put up a quick video, a real short video, to show you what it's like when you're trying to make these changes, when you're trying to discover this treasure inside of you, what you will encounter. Joshua said, man, there was fear, afraid of what I would think, afraid of what people would think. He said, man, even afraid of if I'm successful. What if I'm good at it? Then what? What if I'm really, really good at it? And then what I'm going to do? I want to show you guys something real quick. That's what it's like. You're over mountains, you're over a plane, you're on a journey, and X marks the spot. You have to try to, you have to go through everything that you thought you didn't have to. And you even notice there's only one line. Sometimes, Josh, when you're doing this, you're the only one doing it. You're the only one in your family that's doing it. And they're going to ask you, why are you doing that? Nobody else in our family did it that way. Nobody else wanted to do it that way. What makes you think you can do that? Oh, there's 1,000 people doing that. What makes you so different? What makes you think you'll stand out? Listen, your journey is different than anybody else's. Two cars can go down the same road, but they don't mean that it's the same car. You get an old jalopy going down the same road as a Lexus, I promise you the Lexus is going to have a better experience.
Yeah. Yeah, so this makes me think of the way that our brain, you know, our brains, we all have the same kind of brain, right?
That's right. We
do. There's certain things that our brains do that's the same for all of us, but two people can have the exact same experience and make something, I mean, essentially make something up about that experience that's different. One person can be stuck for their whole life because of some kind of experience that holds them back. For somebody else, that same experience, that might propel them forward. It might give them that momentum to make changes. Everyone's different. And that's what's so amazing and beautiful about all this kind of work, is I get to meet those people. I get to be part of their lives for a brief moment in time and help them find whatever that, you know, that X factor is for them.
Absolutely, man. Absolutely. When it, you know, I thought about this episode and being able to find that X in us and realize, man, that there is something special about each of us. There's something special about all of us. No matter how long you've been doing a job, I guarantee you there is something inside of you that's calling you to do something different. If you know, I can do this way, I can do it that. There is something. Listen, everybody that's watching this right now, guess what? There's something special about you. Yeah, I know you didn't feel like that today. I know your day didn't start off well. Look at me close in the eyes. There is something special about you. And if you're going to listen to this later on, there is something special about you. You were born with a purpose and with something to do. Listen, whatever job you're doing now, it's probably not even your full purpose, not even your full potential. You've yet to scratch the surface. Josh, man, let me ask you something. So we're talking about treasure hunting and all these things, and I was going to ask you for some of the biggest things you had in fear. People will say fear that everybody's going to say this or somebody's going to say that, and it is odd that we would have a fear that we would succeed. Isn't that just the craziest thing that we are afraid that we'll be good?
Well, and the reason that I think that's such a big thing, it comes back to that comfort thing. It comes back to how easily we fall into a way of being.
Absolutely.
And that can be, you know, that's like smoking is like that. It just becomes comfortable. Whatever your habits are, become comfortable.
Yep.
And you know, I can't remember where I heard this, but we don't rise to the level of our goals, but we fall to the level of our habits.
Yeah, that's it.
And in the brain, there's neuroscience behind that, because habits are pathways in the brain that are used. And you've probably heard the term neuroplasticity before, right?
That's it.
Neuroplasticity is how we strengthen those pathways. So the more they get used, the easier it gets to use them. It kind of creates like it's not exactly like this in the brain, but I think of it like a rut or a groove that gets kind of worn in.
Yep.
Think of it like along a path in a park is where the bikes ride.
Correct.
And the bikes ride that same path all the time. And now it's like 6 inches deep. You don't even have to steer the bike to follow
the pedal. Just hold it. Yeah.
And you're gonna go right around the path. That's how these things work. We don't have to think about them. They're automatic. It's just the path of least resistance. And this is what the brain is supposed to do.
Nope.
It's supposed to use up as little energy as possible, be efficient and effective.
Correct.
And the problem with all of this is that the brain doesn't understand if this pathway is helping me thrive
or not,
or stopping me, because it doesn't care. All it cares is the pathway getting used.
I tell, man, that's a great way to put that. I tell people all the time that said, you do whatever behaviors we have, whatever habits we have, it's a behavior. And the more we do it, it etches that pathway in our brain. And our brain is designed to make things easy for us. It's like when you try to save a password on a website, when you enter that password for the first time, it's going to ask you, do you want me to save this for you? And you hit yes. When you hit yes, you are now eliminating you from having to remember that password.
Right.
So when we do a habit over and over again, our brain has said, do you want me to remember that behavior? Mm-hmm. And you say yes. And so it does it every time. So every time we're introduced or every time we're triggered to do that habit, we will do it every time because our brain says we want to do it. And our brain does not know. It cannot tell the difference between a good habit or a bad habit. Our brain says it's a behavior.
Exactly. Because the brain doesn't have a judgment about
it. Exactly. It has no moral judgment to it. It can't.
Judgments are stories, right? And you were talking about stories in the beginning, which I really love, because stories are... You know, we tell ourselves stories all the time.
Don't even go there with that one, Josh.
Well, and a lot of times what happens is we have an experience. Mm-hmm. I think of it, we'll call it a highly emotional experience. You know, some people will call it a traumatic experience or or a past experience, doesn't matter. It's the highly emotional, either positive or negative.
Right.
That is how the brain knows something is important. Something happened that's
important. Correct.
So something happens, highly emotional, usually when we're kids, and we don't know what that means because we're kids. We're 4 years old or something
that's
like
it,
that.
That's it. That's it.
So we make something up. We decide this means that I'm not important. Great. Ooh. And we're not consciously doing that. Right? We're not consciously doing that. But our, you know, I have a moment. So when I'm three years old, I'm at my grandma's house. I'm staying overnight at my grandma's house. I've never got to stay overnight at my grandma's house. This is the first time I've ever done this. And she must be rich because she has this TV in her bedroom. Never seen that before. A TV in the bedroom. And it is, I'm waking up and it's Saturday morning.
Oh, man.
Saturday morning. That means it's Saturday morning cartoons.
Yes.
I'm super excited. So I jump out of my bed and I run into my grandma's bedroom and I jump up on the bed to watch cartoons. And she says, get off the bed. And I'm like, ah, I don't know what's happening. I have no idea what's going on. All I can think, I make up. I don't matter. My needs don't matter. And then I believe that for the next 30 years.
Next 30 years. You're telling yourself based on that one experience, emotional experience that you had is now defined your entire life for the next 30 years.
Well, and maybe even beyond.
And maybe even
it's
beyond.
Still one of those things, right? That's
until
like
you
that,
break
that
it.
Automatic pathway.
Yeah.
Because for 33 years, that was the automatic.
Wow.
That was the path that was grooved in. Like
I'm with you, man.
Yeah. So these are how these, we're talking habits, right? Habits can be behaviors. They can be thoughts too and beliefs and things like that. So these are, but they're all created the same way. They're all neurological pathways that are created at some level. And the reason that the brain keeps using it is because it keeps you safe. By keeping you safe, I mean you're not dead.
And that's what the brain is doing its job. It's doing its job. So we do these things, and now we're afraid to explore. And if you look at that map I saw earlier, guys, I know you're probably, if you're listening to this, you're not watching it. I showed a map with a trail on a treasure map and a trail leading to the treasure, and we're afraid to take that trail. We're afraid to reach out there, man. Look, a treasure hunt, when you think about a treasure hunt requires following clues and remaining determined. Following clues and remaining determined. What are some clues that you share with others to help them lead them to, or help lead them others to realize what's been buried in them all along?
So that's a great question, Travis. Here's the way that I think about this. I might be triggered by my wife who asks me to do the dishes, right? And for whatever reason, it triggers me. It's me angry or whatever it happens to be. I'm not thinking about that. It seems like it's automatic. When I'm working with somebody who's having some kind of moment like that, we can tune into what that feels like. When you're having that trigger moment, what does that feel like in the body? So we're not putting judgment on it. I'm not talking about what does it mean, just like what do you feel? So for me, like I'm feeling a kind of a tension in my chest. I'm getting kind of warm. So we figure out what's the feeling, and then we can use that feeling, which is attached to every other time you ever felt that, to find either like the first time that you felt that.
Our bodies come in different shapes and sizes, so doesn't it make sense that our weight loss plans should too? That's the beauty of Noom. They build a personal plan that factors in dietary restrictions, medical issues, and other personal needs so your plan works for you. Noom doesn't restrict or shame when you want to treat yourself. Their flexible program focuses on progress instead of perfection. You don't have to give up carbs or anything. And with their daily lessons, you can learn something new about your food choices every day. After just a few days of using the app, I learned how to recognize cues for overeating and how to choose the right foods to feel full. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
Or maybe a meaningful, early meaningful time that you felt that, which we can then go to and resolve it.
Right.
Because usually what's happened is something's been stuck, right? That moment with my three-year-old, that was like a trigger moment. That emotion got stuck there. And until I can go back and I can be with that, you know, there's lots of ways to do this. One of the ways is how I'm describing. I be there with that three-year-old. I tell him, he matters. I give him a hug. I, you know, share what he needed. What does he need to hear in that moment?
Correct.
And when you do that, it frees that stuck energy that's been there, that stuck emotion that's been there for, you know, your whole life or whatever it, however long it's been.
Correct.
So that you can move past it. Now, to get to the treasure. So that's treasure because that is been there in the way and you didn't know it.
Absolutely.
And the three-year-old thing with the grandma is affecting my relationship with my wife now. That's the case. But a lot of times these things can happen like that. And so once we can clear that up, now we can figure out, well, how do you want to be different? Would you rather be when my wife comes and says, oh, hey, remember, it's your turn to do the dishes. Instead of being like, getting angry or whatever, like, oh yeah, I'm on it. I've got it scheduled for later today. I'm calm. I'm
exactly
engaged. I'm joking back with her. And so what's that feel like? So let's find that feeling and turn that up, apply it back to that situation. So this is rewiring the brain.
Exactly. So that
when those moments happen in the future, you get to make a choice, right?
Wow.
You get to decide what you want your story to be.
Guys, I don't know about you, but this is amazing to hear the fact that, you know, and a lot of people, Josh, we are triggered by certain things and certain events and certain moments that happen to us. And we have to think about it. That thing that happened to us, part of our mind stayed right there. If it was a negative thing, we stayed right there. And when something triggers it, we go back to that person. We revert to that individual. And in order to find the treasure in us, we have to be willing to get on that map and trace it back to where it started and dig it up. Because if not, we're not going
to
make
true
it.
That's true to a degree, but there's also other ways to do this. Mm-hmm. So think of it like, I'll often describe it like this. So let's say somebody comes to me with anxiety, like they're anxious all the time. That's a pretty big thing. Like if you're anxious all the time, that's really hard to live a comfortable
life. Exactly.
Yeah. And so it's big. I think of it like it's a table. So it's this big, strong table. Tables are pretty strong.
Yeah.
Like you can bang on a table and it's just going to stay there. If you try to karate chop it in half, you're going to hurt yourself. But this table, this strong tabletop, it's got four little tiny legs that hold it up. Those legs, those are moments in time. So like, for instance, I'll come back to my little boy. When that happened, and then, you know, I didn't know this for years, but when that happened, I made up, I don't matter. And I also created this rebellious little boy who's like, well, you can't tell me what to do.
I'm going to do it anyhow. Right.
I'll do what I want. And so when my wife says, hey, it's time to do the dishes, instant reaction is, well, you can't tell me what to do. She will joke at me because my instant, my reaction to just about anything is I'll just rebel against it. Like, it doesn't matter what it is or what, you know, what the situation is. I'll just be the opposite of what it is because you can't tell me what to do. And so it's a joke now. Like, it's funny because I realize it happens. and I don't have to listen to that anymore. So to come back to those legs of the table, right? Those legs of the table can be that little boy. That moment is one of those legs. But also that moment when my wife says, time to do the dishes, that is also a leg of the table. And there's other moments that are those legs of the table. And all we really need to do is tackle a couple of those legs to knock the whole thing down.
Exactly.
So whether we go way back in time, that's okay. Some people love to do that. It does seem to be pretty powerful, but sometimes people have, you know, really, really traumatic memories.
Correct.
Things that we don't want to have to go back and relive. And that's cool. I don't want to make you relive something that was horrible.
Right.
We'll find other moments that are similar and tackle those instead.
But correct.
I mean, all of it is the same thing. You know, firing off that pathway in the brain.
Got to. Exactly.
Sending the neurons on a different pathway. That's it. That's what I do. I help people create that new pathway.
So they find, so when they're discovering it, they find ways to say, oh, okay, I can retell my story. The story that I've learned, the story I've been carrying around with me so long. I can, your mind is basically a library. And it stores all these moments of our lives. We can retell our story. Josh, the story that we've been telling ourselves for years, we can retell that story, rewrite the entire book. Man, this is good stuff, y'all. I know you like it. I know you like it. I told you this was going to be a good one. X marks the spot, guys. Listen, most treasure hunts, usually, man, they, when I'm watching a movie, one of my favorite ones is Treasure Island, a pirate movie. One of my, in those movies, and even in Pirates of the Caribbean, when they're looking for treasure. And I noticed most treasure hunts usually end before they even get started. Sometimes because those going on the hunt don't believe there's anything worth looking for. And I heard you say this yourself. You said that three-year-old said that, you know, what's wrong with me?
I don't matter.
Most people don't go on their hunt, Josh, because they feel there's nothing in me worth looking for.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this question, Josh. Now I'm going to ask everybody this question. I'm going to ask you this question, Josh. I'm going to ask everybody. Josh, what made you start digging?
So I told you a little bit about kind of where I found myself stuck.
Uh-huh.
And I had that realization that there could be more. Like, I can make choices. So for me, I knew, I just knew there could be more.
Right.
I just didn't know how to get there. And what got me to start, digging was a moment in my life where I kind of snapped back to reality. And I'm holding this wicker basket that I had just destroyed in rage because my wife had just essentially broke up with me again. and I had raged at her. She's looking at me with this, like, you know, you are ridiculous kind of a look on her face. And my kids are sleeping in the room next door, or, well, they're not sleeping. I'm sure they're not sleeping because they just heard me. I probably woke them all up. And I knew in that moment, I can't keep living like this. Mm. So for me, that was that moment where I decided I got to figure something else out. And I didn't know what to do. But my sister, who I talked to shortly after that, she said, here, go to this seminar. This will help you. And, and I did that. And that was the start of this journey, really, for me.
Guys, let me tell you something. Everybody has their reason for beginning the dig. And I'm going to be honest with you guys, regardless of what it is, everyone has that reason. And in order to reach what we're trying to reach and who we want to be, you got to get your hands dirty. I've never seen anyone digging for treasure and never got their hands dirty. In order to be a better person, you got to be okay with getting a little dirt under your fingernails. You're going to have to be okay with getting a little dust on your shoes. You're going to have to be okay with getting a little sweaty, because it's going to require some work. If you want, and Josh, you said, I wanted to do better, but I didn't know where to begin. And that's where a lot of us are. We got the shovel in our hand, but we don't know where to start digging. We got the shovel in our hand, but we don't know if we're going to hit a rock or hit the sand. I don't know if this is going to work out for me, or if this is going to be another failure for me. If this is going to be a success story, or if this is going to be something I have to mope about again. Man, life's experience can discourage anyone. I don't care who you are. Walks of life, life will discourage you. And whether it's a traumatic-related procrastination, fear of unknown, or fear of people talking about you, or just overly concerned about what others might think, when we decide to change, we have to find our reasons and dig. If you have to dig by yourself, you got to dig. And Josh, we're having this conversation because you started digging and you're continuing to dig. If you weren't digging, we wouldn't be having this talk right about now.
Right.
You've got to find your reason to dig. It might be your family. It might be your loved ones. It might be, I refuse to be the person I was yesterday. But I don't know what your reason is. But let me tell you this right now. Find your reason and dig. Joshua, I am convinced that right now, that there are some people that's watching, there's some people that's listening. I believe we got some diggers listening right now, Josh. Right. I believe there's some diggers who said, I refuse to be like I was 10 minutes ago. I refuse to be the way I was last month. This is 2024. I will not be like I was in 2023. Josh, I believe that right now, there are some diggers listening to this show. And if you are a digger, go ahead and type it in the chat and say, I'm digging. Yeah, you're trying to find something better about yourself. Just go ahead and type it in chat. I'm digging. I'm digging. And Josh, I know you, man. It got lonely sometimes. It got tough sometimes. You had to, but you kept digging. You kept going. You kept digging. And even when people questioned you, and even probably times you questioned yourself.
For sure.
What am I even doing out here? I could be doing something a whole lot better, but I'm digging. Because there was something you was after, man. There was something you're, and if you're, and you look at anybody in these movies where they're hunting treasure, they're after something. The sun, from sun up to sun down, they're after something. And I believe, Josh, that there are people right now that say, I'm after something. I cannot let my life be the same way it was. I am after something, man. I think that. I just really believe that.
Well, most people are, the thing that often is that piece for them is, you know, a lot of times it's relationships.
Yep.
You know, relationships are not the way they want them to be. Or sometimes it's their body is falling apart. Sometimes their business or their career is crashing to the ground because they're not, you know, simply not picking up the phone because they're afraid to make phone calls. I mean, it can be as simple as that. And sometimes it's, you know, their connection to spirit, to something bigger than them that they aren't having. So whatever that is, you can find the way out. So if there is somebody out there listening, I just want them to know that there is more for them. Like,
exactly.
The thing to remember is all of the resources that you need, you have them. They're there.
Man,
they're just waiting for you. That's the treasure, right? And sometimes you need a little help to find that. That's okay. There's lots of ways to do that. I'm one, but there's lots of other people that are also able to help you pull that out yourself. So if you are digging and you need help, reach out. Find somebody
exactly
to help you do that.
Exactly, man. Man, in your experience, Josh, what are some reasons you find it, you found it seems hard for some people to accept that there is something special inside them? And what made you go on the hunt?
So, I mean, I keep coming back to it. It's that, it's the comfort thing.
That's it.
People get so used to how life is. And the, so I work with lots of clients. Mm-hmm. I'm working with, you know, individuals most every day. Most people get what they're looking for, but some people don't. And those people that don't, what I have found is they actually don't really want to change. What they want is for me to snap my finger and make things change for them. But that is not how this works. This, like you said, Travis, you got to get your hands dirty. This requires practice. It requires some work. It requires taking the tools that you're learning and putting them out there, trying the things that are scary for you to see what happens and learn from that. All of these things are how you grow and get better. Like there's something called a growth mindset. I don't know if you've ever heard of that. So growth mindset, and there's the opposite of that, the fixed mindset.
Oh yeah, I've heard of that,
right?
One.
So a fixed mindset is a person who believes I am born a certain way. I have a certain amount of talent, and that's
yep,
it.
That's all I got. Right?
That's all I got. This is just how life is. Well, I'm here to tell you that's actually not the reality. I mean, you can believe that, and then it will be your reality. But the truth is that we are always learning. We are always correct. Growing. Like everyone listening to this podcast, at one point, you didn't know English. You learned it. At some point, you didn't know how to walk. You didn't know how to care for yourself. You didn't know how to use the bathroom. You
exactly.
learned all of these things. You didn't get born that way. The most famous artists out there, they don't get born with the ability to paint. They learn all of this stuff. They practice it.
Correct.
And everyone has the capability to learn and to grow. So grow your growth mindset. Like find those things that you can learn.
Exactly. When we talk about, man, Josh, when we talk about digging for treasure and digging for buried treasure within ourselves, and you talk about practicing, anytime you put that shovel down, you're practicing. Every time you lift that shovel in the dirt, you're practicing, whether you're taking classes online, or you're learning something else. Man, and I've heard of a growth mindset and a fixed mindset. And you said, you know what? This is all I can do, and that's just it. This job is all I can do, and that's just it. You can touch so many people. We're not even talking about people who want to be millionaires. We're talking about people who just, I just want to be a better person.
Yeah.
I just want to be a better person. I'm not in competition with the Joneses down the street. I just want to be a different, better version of myself. You, like me, you, Josh, man, you have a podcast. You have a podcast, and you speak to people from all walks of life. What keeps you digging for more?
I'm just fascinated with human potential. And I mean, what keeps me going is how can I become even more of who I really am?
Right.
So my journey has really been from going from that child who put a bunch of walls up, like can't do this, can't do that, can't be like this. This is too scary. Don't want to be like that guy. So I built all these walls up around myself and limited myself. And now my life is about empowering myself, becoming
exactly
who I can be best. And that means helping other people become, you know, empowering other people to be themselves, their best self. So it just fascinates me, all the different ways that you can use. And I've always been pretty fascinated with altered states, with different kinds of trance states, like hypnosis is a good example.
But
we're going in and out of trance states all the time. Like every state is a trance state. Like when you're feeling anxious, you are in an anxious trance.
Correct.
When you're fearful, you're in a fear trance.
Watching TV. Or like my daughter, totally. When she's watching TV, she can hear nothing around her. And
you know what the most here is this right here, I'm gonna show you the most common trance in the modern day.
Yep, All day. The phone.
Yeah. That's the most common trance. And it'll take you boom right there.
And you know what's crazy? It get past all of our walls. Every mental block that we have, every wall we set up for social interaction, that social media interaction gets past every wall instantly.
Yeah.
Every wall instantly comes down. When social media gets involved, it instantly comes down and we instantly become entranced by what's happening in social media. I'll ask you a question. How can someone reach out to you and contact you if they wanted to?
So I'm going to give you two different options. The first one is my main website is xfactorhypnosis.com. There's no dashes, there's nothing. It's just xfactorhypnosis.com. That's my main hypnosis website.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to ask you a question because I've got a couple of ways that I can give gifts. And Ooh. So I love to kind of give to the podcast that I'm on. One option that I have is a simple 10-minute hypnotic recording that just helps you relax and get to calm. So that's one option. But something new that I've been working on, and you can tell me if you think this would be a good choice. I have developed a 7-day email experience that walks people through a transformative process. Ooh. This thing works, and it actually gives you a transformation. So it changes something in your life by the time you're done with this. And I'll give your listeners that for free.
What?
If that would be of value to them.
Guys, are you kidding me? Yeah, I know we will.
All right, so,
I know we will.
So let's call that one xfactorhypnosis.com/TMG.
Woo! Guys, did you hear that? It's in the chat, guys. Let me put that in here.
It's not live yet. Give me 10 minutes after we're done recording this and it'll be live.
Oh, I'm going to put it in there. Guys, give him 10 minutes after this and it will be live. And I know people are already going to want to know what it is again. Tell me what it is. There's right there, guys. Right there.
Yep, right there.
And then
you can, all my social media is on there. My podcast is on that site. So that site's kind of like the hub of everything that I do. Follow me on social media. I'm pretty active out there on Facebook, on Instagram, on TikTok, on YouTube, on all the places. And my podcast airs every week. I talk to experts typically that are experts in the trance of some type.
Uh-huh.
And so that's usually somebody who's going to talk about hypnosis like I do. Sometimes they are experts in breath work because that's another great way to bring up an altered state. Sometimes I talk with people that are interested and facilitate with psychedelics, another powerful way to create a trance state. And sometimes I talk with the experts in sexuality because that's another powerful way to alter your state. So those are kind of the four buckets that I mostly speak about.
I like that. That sounds absolutely wonderful. Just to ask you a question, I ask this of all my guests. Let's say there's somebody who's listening right now. What is something, what's one thing you could say that would encourage someone right now to most people, we brought this point out, most people don't go on a hunt or start digging because they don't believe there's something valuable inside of them. They don't think it's worth it. What's something that you would say to somebody right now who's listening who says, I don't have anything worth looking for?
Well, I mean, the first thing that I want you to know is we're talking about stories here, right? So
right. You
telling me that you don't have something worth looking for, that's a story.
Mm-hmm.
And not only is it a story, but it is a very fictional story.
Come on, man. Come on.
So let's write the story that you want. Like, do you want to live your life being
like
worthless? Because that's
like
essentially
that.
What you're telling me. And if you do, that's okay. If that's what, you know, if that's what works for you, then, then, you know, more power to you. Me, I don't like those stories. I prefer stories that are interesting, that exactly. are exciting, that have some action and comedy and love interests. And I like a good story, but I want to write a story that's empowering and gets me somewhere new, somewhere different. So, you know, I believe stories are what hold this entire world together. Like course, the story of our history and everything, right? But even individuals. We like, you know, I've been telling you my story and that same story used to be all the reasons why I can't do the things that I want to do.
Exactly.
But now it's all the reasons why I can.
Can.
Right?
Absolutely,
it's
man.
Just it's a perspective. So if you are one of those people who's like, well, I just don't have anything worth looking at, what would it be like if you did?
Woo! Josh! Oh! Mic drop. Wow. Wow. That's amazing. Have you ever thought about you might actually have something somebody wants to hear and say or do?
Yeah. Yeah. Ooh. There's somebody out there who needs to hear your story.
Oh, wow.
And it's going to make a difference to them.
That right there.
So don't hold it back. Don't pretend that you have nothing to offer, because that's what you're doing. You're pretending. You're making up that you have nothing to offer. When you do, you have something that someone else is going to hear, and it's going to make a difference to their life.
You know what we do, Josh? Real quick, we're making up a story that no one wants to hear what we have to offer, so we can remain comfortable where we are.
Yeah.
We don't want to say that, but that's what the real reason is. I'm going to say that I'm going to create this story because it keeps me comfortable where I am.
Keeps you comfortable. Keeps you small in your tiny little life where nothing has to happen and you can just watch TV and then go to sleep and wake up and go to work and watch TV and go to sleep and wake up and go to work. So
you already know it, man. You already know it. Guys, thank you so much, Joshua, for joining us today. Guys, I told you Joshua was going to be good. You thought I was playing with you. Josh, thank you so much for being part of the show today. You helped make this show absolutely great. Guys, let me say to you, everybody, in parting, I want everybody to do this. I'm going to do this. I'm going to ask Josh to do this. Everybody that's watching, I want you guys to do this exercise with me, okay? I just came up with this while doing this episode, so there you go. Everyone do this, if you will. Please place your hand on your chest like this. Okay. Now place the other hand across it, forming an X with your arms over your chest. And say this about yourself. There is something special about me.
There is something special about me.
There is something special inside of me.
There's something special inside of me.
I have value.
I have value.
I am worth it.
I am worth it.
I am the hidden treasure that has been waiting to be revealed.
I am the hidden treasure that's been waiting to be revealed.
And when you look at the X that you have formed with your arms over yourself, go ahead and say this. X marks the spot.
X marks the spot.
There you go, baby. What you need is all inside of you. Guys, it's about that time, and as always, it's been a real blast. Guys, listen, don't forget to visit our YouTube page. That's Tell Me Something Good with a capital T. And as always, I want to thank our very special guest, Joshua Peters, guys, for joining us. And listen, you can stream your favorite episode on your favorite listening platform, like Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Pandora, and so many more. Guys, I got to get out of here. As but as always, in parting, if you're going to tell me something, then tell me something good. I'm out of here. I got to go. Peace.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar-S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.